Readers didn't think about putting this in the bulletin, so stay standing, please, Emily. Please stand up. The skit that you just saw was actually the brainchild and was written by Emily just for Youth Sunday. So let's give Emily a warm welcome for that. Excellent journalism. Good morning, everybody. This is Mr. G from news station WWJD, the Christian Beat. Live from Orlando, Florida, where I am making my way to the Marriott World Center, where there is a life conference which is sponsored by the Christian Missionary Alliance once every 3 years. In Orlando, they actually invite high school teens from all across the country to come to this five-day event where they'll hear speakers from all over the country to help them further and develop their relationship with Jesus. And now to the man on the street with the sweetest feet, Justin H. Justin, can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
Justin, I understand that you have met some folks there from Irwin, Pennsylvania, is that right?
Yeah, they're from Norwin Alliance Church.
Norwin Alliance Church. Is that the church that actually sponsored scholarships for the youth there?
Yes, I believe they did.
Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? What are the names of the two teens that you talked to?
There was Jacob Baker and Blaze Robinson.
Jacob Baker and Blaze Robinson. Okay, I think I got that. And I'm wondering if you happened to get a statement from either of those two young men, you know, before they ran away from you.
Yeah, I did. But we're going to watch a slideshow right now. I have some pictures from some of the events that occurred at Life 2019.
Okay, sounds fantastic. So this is about 6 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday of the week we went to the Life Conference, and this is the runways, or not the runways, the walkways in the airport terminal heading to the catch our flight. And this is in Orlando, and on the right there we're actually sitting outside the Orlando airport. It was probably already 87 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're waiting for our transportation. And there was some difficulty with the transportation, but we'll show you a little bit later what we actually rode to the Marriott World Center. So this is in the bottom. That's the back of the Marriott World Center. That's a partial view of one of the swimming pools there, and the two top photos, of course, are out of the airplane. So two experiences that we got to participate in when we were at the Life Conference. In the upper left, there's the prayer experience, and they actually took an entire ballroom and divided it into four different rooms, and we'll see some slides from that later. But it actually was designed to help teenagers understand the importance of solitude and allowing themselves prayer time and allowing them to listen to the way God communicates with them. And then the other experience that was unique was this justice experience. And what the teens learned is that there is still far too much human trafficking and slavery in this world. And that even sounded weird me saying it, because more than one is far too much. But with the justice experience, it was about a 90-minute experience. And the teens got to learn about just how far slavery really has extended in the world and even in the United States. And we in America don't hear about it very much, so it was a unique opportunity for the teens to actually hear about, you know, human trafficking and slavery. And it made them kind of take a step back and think about things like, where did my clothes come from? Where does my coffee come from? And things along those lines. So it was a very eye-opening experience for them. So this is the same pool from three different angles, and it was, this is just one pool, but this was the big pool, and it held most of the students there. And one of the things that I think you'll hear later on is that there were about 6,000 youth and leaders at this event, all in one facility, all rooming in the one facility, all conferences in the same facility, which was incredible. In the upper left there, you'll see a giant, like, probably a 10-person 3-2-1 jump, and they're all heading into the pool there together. So on the left, there's a young lady holding an alligator, and then you see Blaze on the right. I think that's me behind Blaze, actually. And then on the next slide, there's Blaze holding the alligator on the left. So the alligator was happy to be held by Blaze. So on the right, we like to tease Jake that this is Jake's long-lost rich uncle. And actually, this is in the activity room, and there were just a number of these funny things glued to sticks, and we'll see another one of those later on. But yeah, this is Jake on the right, and we were just having some fun in the activity center. And I don't have anything to say about this slide. Okay, so one of the things that every single youth that participated in life was able to do was a community outreach service project. And the project that Norwin Alliance attended was at, you'll see in the upper left, it's something called the Mustard Seed, which was a community program. And Jake will talk a little bit more about that and his experience there. But it's actually designed to be an outreach to the people of Orlando. And we participated with probably five or six other churches. We took two buses from the hotel to this particular facility. And all during the week, all 6,000 students and youth, students and leaders, were able to do different service projects for the Orlando community. And on the left there, that's inside the Mustard Seed. Jake will talk more about that. And then on the right, they just had this big fence with all these solo cups in there. It was a nice photo opportunity with Jake on the left and Blaze on the right. And then that is not Jake's long-lost rich uncle, but just some fun we were having there. And then the other three slides, and there's a couple more, this is part of the prayer experience. And the prayer experience was a ballroom divided into four individual rooms. And it was, again, designed to help youth understand what it means to have alone time with God. There was a dining room set up. There was a bedroom set up. There was a living room set up. And it really was a very unique experience. It really was special for the four of us, Justin and Blaze and Jake and me, because we did this in the middle of a time when all the other youth were either out at the pool or in the activity center. So we had these rooms to ourselves, which was really neat. Oh, in the upper right is Blaze. He created an ornament, and there were these lighted trees in the last room. There was the tree of love, the tree of grace, the tree of hope, and other trees that the youth could create an ornament and then hang it on those trees and put little verses or thoughts or prayers or things along those lines. And it was very eye-opening to see the number of ornaments that were being hung on all those trees just from all the youth that were participating in this prayer experience. And there's Jake on the left and Blaze on the right. So also part of the prayer experience, you'll see the Isaiah 49:16 reference there. See, I have written your name on the palms of my hands. And then you'll see in a personal and permanent way, God is holding you close and write your name on those chairs. So Jake and Blaze are actually writing their names on those chairs as a symbol that I am God. God, I am in your hands and you are holding me close. And that's what yellow human chairs were, or hand chairs were. And then on the upper left, it's the chairs again. On the right is Jake sitting on the balcony of our resort room. And what was really interesting about that is the four of us walked into our room initially, and there was one king-size bed. Did I mention that the four of us walked into the room, and there was one king-size bed? So we went back downstairs and told the staff that this isn't going to work because there's four of us and king-size beds won't work. And they said, oh, sorry, we have everybody in every room all booked up. This is where you're going to be. But we are going to get you a queen-size blow-up mattress. However, we are out of them all. So we are sending our staff people out to get you a queen-size mattress, and we promise you that it will be in your room when you return from the session. So God had a different plan than that. We went up to our room, we got unpacked, and we were getting prepared to go to that evening's event. That was the very first night, of course. We were going to that evening's event. There was a knock on the door, and a staff member opened up the door, and he actually had two single twin air mattresses for us. So that ended up being a real blessing that Jake and Blaze were super thankful for. And it worked out very well for all of us. So The bottom photo is, yes, that is a Disney Cruise Line bus. And they couldn't figure out how to get us over to the World Center in any other way, so they actually called this cruise line bus from the opposite side of the airport and had them spin around and pick us up. And if I remember, we were the first drop-off, too. So we were a number one passengers on the Disney Cruise Line bus. And then some more shots from the prayer experience in the upper two. And then one of the evening photo sessions, or one of the evening music sessions, is in the bottom photo there. Okay, so this is a small part of the crowd that is outside the large ballroom that we were waiting for. And every morning and every night, there was a large session that held all 6,000 of us. And the speakers would come and speak to us. There would be there was a DJ that played music when we walked in. And speakers would come in. We had two MCs. And then different speakers would come in and talk about separate subjects. We'd have a little bit of music, a little bit of fun. But the focus was on helping these youth understand what it means to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. And there was one of these every morning and one every evening, the large session where we all gathered. And then also in the morning and the evening, there was probably 10 or 12 different sessions that the youth got to choose from, because they all happened at the same time. So they would go and they would select one of those sessions, and they would actually go and participate and learn a little bit new about something that they were particularly interested in. And then this is inside. The bottom photo is a little panorama of inside the large ballroom. And then the upper two, there were 7 video screens there for all the people so you could see. And then the upper two were just a couple of shots from one of those screens. And there's a nice panorama of everything there. I can't remember who took this panorama, but there were still, we were sitting in the stands here, as you can tell, and these stands went the whole way across the back. And again, there were close to 6,000 people in this one room. The Marriott World Center was incredible. We all stayed there. We had only large sessions in this large room. There was a large ballroom that had activities in there, and I think Jake or Blaze are going to talk about that a little bit later. And then they had the prayer experience was its own ballroom. The justice experience was actually in 2 ballrooms. And then every one of those breakout sessions had their own separate rooms as well. So the center was just, the World Center was just incredible. They were able to take care of all of us. Can you imagine being a family that was on vacation during that week at the Marriott World Center? Because there were some people there vacationing. And again, this is right before we went into the mustard seed, and Jake's going to talk a little bit more about what happened there. And that's it.